This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the Finance Ministry is closely monitoring the prices of 54 products to ensure that the benefits of the revised GST are reaching the end consumers. She was addressing the joint press conference on GST Budget Utsav in New Delhi yesterday along with the Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. The process of filing nomination for the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections is underway in 122 constituencies. Tomorrow is the last day for the filing of nomination. For this phase, of voting will take place on 11 November across 122 Assembly constituencies in 20 districts of the state. Candidates can withdraw their nominations until 23rd October. Tomorrow is the last date for withdrawal of nominations for the first phase, which covers 121 assembly constituencies. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the holding area built at the New Delhi Railway Station is significantly improving passenger experience. Mr. Vaishnaw was inspecting crowd management during the festive rush at the railway station last night. The minister said that the holding area, which is part of the passenger amenity center, includes several ticket counters and toilets, allowing smooth passenger movement even with around 75,000 people present. He added that despite the heavy rush, railway staff are working round the clock to ensure smooth operations and passenger convenience. Mr. Vaishnaw further informed that about 12,000 special trains are being operated across the country to manage the festive demand. Meanwhile, Central Railway is operating hundreds of special trains for various destinations in North India, including Bihar and Uttar Pradesh, during the festive season. The move aims at ensuring smooth and comfortable travel for devotees and passengers during Diwali and Chhath Puja, Swapnil Neela, CPRO, Central Railway, said. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has informed that India has developed its first indigenously discovered antibiotic, nafitromycin, marking a significant milestone in the country's pursuit of self-reliance in the pharmaceutical and biotechnology sectors. Dr. Singh said this antibiotic is effective against resistant respiratory infections, particularly beneficial for cancer patients and those with poorly controlled diabetes. The minister was speaking it after inaugurating a three-day medical workshop in New Delhi yesterday. He also highlighted another major scientific achievement, a successful indigenous clinical trial for gene therapy in the treatment of hemophilia. Supported by Department of Biotechnology, the trial was conducted at Christian Medical College in Vellore, Tamil Nadu. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will pay homage to police martyrs on Police Commemoration Day at the National Police Memorial in New Delhi on Tuesday. This day marks the sacrifice of 10 valiant policemen who were ambushed and killed by heavily armed Chinese troops at Hot Springs in Ladakh on 21st October 1959. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, today graced the finale of the Zero Honor Run as chief guest at Zero, Lower Subansiri District. On the occasion, the governor presented the medals and checks to the winners of the 21-kilometer, 10-kilometer and 5-kilometer runs. The governor congratulated all participants and winners of the maiden Zero Honor Run, applauding runners from across India, local enthusiasts from Arunachal Pradesh, and personnel from the Indian Army, Indian Air Force, ITBP and NCC. He said that the event symbolized the unity, endurance and patriotic spirit. The India Met Center has issued an orange color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahe, Lakshadweep over the next 2 days. According to the weather agency, heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India is facing England at the Holkar Stadium in Indore, Madhya Pradesh today. England won the toss and chose to bat first. Led by Harmanpreet Kaur, the woman in blue will be aiming to bounce back after two consecutive defeats. India currently sits fourth on the points table just below England, who occupy the third spot. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.